USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The heat wave gripping a large portion of the country has killed at least three people now and forced the evacuation of about 250 residents from a retirement home, and also has sparked the cancellation of numerous public events. More than 126 million are under excessive heat warnings, and another 31 million are under heat advisory, according to the National Weather Service. Funeral arrangements are set for a retired Supreme Court Justice. USA's Wendy King has the details.
The body of former Justice John Paul Stevens will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Monday. Members of the public can pay their respects from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. following a private ceremony in the court's Great Hall. Stevens died earlier this week at age 99. He'll be buried in a private service at Arlington National Cemetery, the 13th justice to be buried there. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Native and Japanese Americans were among the hundreds of people who gathered in Lawton, Oklahoma, to protest the Trump administration's plan to use Fort Sill, which was a Japanese internment camp in World War II, to detain undocumented migrant children. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Fort Sill will be used as a temporary emergency influx shelter to house those undocumented children. About 40,900 migrant children have been taken into custody this year through April 30th, a 57% increase, according to HHS. Former Vice President Joe Biden is leading the pack of 2020 Democratic presidential candidates, with Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren tied for second, according to a new NBC News SurveyMonkey poll. The poll shows that 25% of respondents would vote for Biden if a primary was held today, while Sanders and Warren garnered 16%. Senator Kamala Harris of California was close behind with 14%, with all other candidates under 10% at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Russian space capsule with three astronauts aboard has docked with the International Space Station after a fast trip to the orbiting laboratory. The Soyuz capsule docked just 6 hours and 20 minutes after blasting off from Russia's launch complex in Baikonur, Kazakhstan. The launch took place on the 50th anniversary of the day the U.S. astronauts landed on the moon. The capsule is carrying Andrew Morgan of the United States on his first space flight, Russian Alexander Skortsov on his third mission, and Italian Luca Parmitano. They join Russian Alexei Ovechkin, Americans Nick Hague and Christina Koch. They have been aboard since March. The crew's patch for the expedition echoes the one from Apollo 11's 1969 lunar mission. A business dispute took CBS off the air for millions of satellite television customers of DirecTV, AT&T, and U-verse on Saturday. CBS was black on satellite systems owned by AT&T in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and at least 11 other large cities across the United States. But the television network and AT&T hurled accusations at each other for failures to agree on what CBS is paid for its programming. CBS said while it didn't want its customers caught in the middle, it's determined to fight for fair value. The network warned that the loss of CBS programming could last for a very long time. Other cities affected are Philly, Dallas, San Francisco, Boston, Detroit, Minneapolis, Miami, Denver, Sacramento, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.